So this is Patty Polinsky. Name has never been changed. I started going meanie in the late 60s, probably 68, 69, 1969. And at that point, there was a cat that came out and picked me up on my first trip in. It was an interesting trip because they picked you up right at the top of the overpass. And I had been dropped off there at 3 in the afternoon, so I stood there till 5:30 wondering if anyone was going to come out. On the way in, a tree fell down on the where the hill starts up by the old campground, and two fellows there, Doug Dam and John Rice, who had been riding in the cat with Tom, jumped out, grabbed an axe from underneath the cat and chopped the tree in half, picked the tree up, moved it out of the way. The tomcat continued up the hill. They climbed in, never said a word about what they had just done. They continued their same conversation. Later, I started running weekend seminars, and one weekend be for intermediates, one weekend be for advanced, or another weekend for beginner. But I did all the teaching myself because I was an instructor certified through Fiorini Ski School at the Summit. And after that started, and to get into there, I'd get dropped off by another instructor, and I would walk in carrying my skis, my boots on my feet, my sleeping bag, because we were never allowed to leave anything in the lodge over a weekend. So everything went in every weekend, and it came back out, even if you were going to the lodge every single weekend.
3-mile walk.
And that meant we did not have railroad curve to go up and walk along the railroad tracks. We went to Rex Edifice where the tomcat was left, and you had to climb up through the ice fall and across the railroad tracks and then up along the little valley, or maybe there was a stream in there, up to the lodge. That you can still kind of see where it is, but most of the brush has covered it up now. So that was my beginning. And then I changed to having some help in teaching. I think Dave may have been my first helper, and Bill Nichols helped in the beginning. And I can't remember who some of the other people were that helped us.
Glenn,
my nephew Glenn helped. Glenn Polinsky.
I was going to ask who Glenn was, because I saw the name there.
Yeah, well, that's that's my nephew, and he did help. One year he helped me teach up there. That's how I got him teaching. So I think that's about all I can tell you.